Hi, I'm Jack with RVS Bank. My goal today? Land a sick trick on this bike. I'm okay. Maybe I should have let an expert help me accomplish my goal. And for your financial goals, Arvest is the expert. Free Blue Checking is a free account that lets you soar with no monthly fees holding you down. So apply today. When it comes to your finances, trust the experts. Trust Arvest. Watch me attempt more goals at arvest.com/experts.
Well, Mount Thomas just won the opening tip. They are moving left to right in this first half. Martin with the ball, throws up top to Gilbert. Looks like Bentonville West starting off, I believe, in a zone defense. We're just trying to figure out which one it is. Payne down in the left corner, throwing it to Martin on the wing. Martin drills towards top, gives to Gilbert on the right side. Back up to Martin. Martin now gives to Gilbert, who's at the top. She's going down to lane, going to pull up for the jumper. No good, and the rebound is controlled by Bentonville West. And here come the Lady Wolverines with their first possession. Ball goes to the left, to the right wing. Now down in the corner. Now ball goes up top with Chloe Jones. She'll set the offense, mounting home in a man-to-man defense. Ball goes over on the right side to... Now over on the left wing now to Phillips. Down a little block, a ball is stolen and by Madison Yates, and back come the Lady Bombers after Bentonville West commits her first turnover of the night. Here's Martin throwing it to Payne in the right corner. Payne dribbles out to the wing, gives it to Martin in the corner. Down to Yates, tries to throw it to Yates on a low block. She loses the handle. The ball goes out of bounds, and Mountain Home will commit their first turnover of the night with 6:48 left in this opening quarter. We are scoreless so far. Phillips will carry the inbound pass for Bentonville West. Mountain Home going in a full court man. Ball inbound pass goes to Jada Curtis. And she'll bring it into the front court for the Lady Wolverines. Has it between the circles. Has the ball knocked away. Now a jump ball is going to be called, and it will be Bentonville West basketball on the possession arrow. Good defense there by Emma Martin to try to knock that ball away. So Bentonville West will inbound it on the far sideline right in front of the Mountain Home bench. It will be Phillips triggering the inbound pass. She gets it into Jones. Now Mountain Home's in a 2-3 zone. Ball goes over on the right side to Phillips. Down in the corner to Curtis now. Now on the wing to Jones. Jones tries to throw it into the lane. It's stolen by Addison Yates, and back comes Mounts Home. Two turnovers already by Bentonville West. Payne back the other way. She's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. Anna Grace Foreman gets the offensive rebound. She goes back up. It draws contact, and she'll head to the line for a pair of free throws. 6:09 left to play in this first quarter as Mountain Home will try to strike first at the free throw line. First free throw for Anna Grace Foreman is up and in. I didn't catch who they call that foul on. So Foreman's second shot is good. She gets both, and it's an early 2-0 lead for Mountain Home. A little over 6 minutes left in this first quarter. Inbound pass goes to Curtis. Jada Curtis gets it across timeline, throws it to Phillips. Down on the low block it goes, and a reach and foul is going to be called on Mountain Home. That was tab with it down there on the low block. She draws a little contact from Addison Yates. That is her first personal foul, team foul number one. Against Mountain Home here in the first half. Inbound pass is triggered. It goes in to Phillips. By the way, looks like Bentonville West has someone on their starting lineup whose number I don't have on my roster. Anyways, here is Jones going into lane. Has the ball stolen from her by Anna Grace Foreman. She goes the other way, almost has her pocket picked, but she gets it to Emily Payne. Down to Gilbert in the left corner. She's going into lane for the layup. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Madison Phillips. Back comes Bentonville West. A little over 5.5 minutes left in this first quarter. Mountain Home leading 2-0. Ball goes down to Jones in the left corner. She's going into the lane for the layup. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Payne. And back comes Mountain Home. Payne across the timeline. She has the ball on the left wing. Throws it to Martin in the left corner. Gives it down to Foreman in the paint. Going up for the turnaround jumper. Partially blocked. Oh, no. They're going to say it was off Foreman. Huh. Okay. So it will be a Bentonville West basketball with 5:12 left to play in the first quarter. Kate Gilbert's going to take a seat. She is replaced by Leah Jackson, a 5'6 senior. Again, Mountain Home leading 2-0 in this one so far. 5:12 left in the first quarter. Curtis takes the inbound pass, gives it back to Jones. Now ball goes into the front court, down in the right corner to Tapp, and she's going to be fouled going up. And I believe two shots are coming up for Elaney Tapp with 5:01 left to play in the first quarter. Emily Payne picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number two against Mountain Home here in the first half. So Laney Tapp will be at the free throw line to try to give Bentonville West the tie. First shot is up. No good. So one more free throw coming up for Laney Tapp, to at least to try to cut Mountain Home's lead in half. Second shot is up, and she gets the second one. Laney Tapp with Bentonville West's first point. 2-1 our score. 5:01 left to play in the opening period. Martin will walk the ball into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Looks like Bentonville West in a one, maybe in a 1-2-2. Here is Jackson with it near the top. Throws over to Martin on the right side. Down the corner goes to Yates. Cross court to Emily Payne in the left corner. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Emily Payne with her first 3 points of the night. 5-1 Mountain Home leading it. 4:37 left in the first quarter. Here is Jones across the timeline for Bentonville West. Dribbles to the right wing. Now ball goes up top. Over on the left side, the pass by Jones into the lane. I'm sorry, by Phillips into the lane. Stolen by Martin. She's quickly back the other way, going in for the layup. Has the ball stripped from her. She goes up. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Lady Wolverines. Mounts home will keep possession with 4:14 left in the first quarter. Addison Yates checking out of the game as Kate Gilbert comes right back in. And now Abby Martin's going to check into the game for Mount Home as well, replacing Emma Martin. Abby Martin, a 5'7 senior. It will be Gilbert triggering the inbound pass. Bentonville West made a couple subs. I'll try to get to those as I can. Jackson takes the inbound pass, dribbles to the right wing. Now throws it to Gilbert near the corner. She's going to pull up for the three. Good. Kate Gilbert with her first 3 points of the night. An early 8-1 lead for Mount Home. A little over 4 minutes left in the first quarter. Ball goes to the right wing, and now a foul is going to be called on Mountain Home. A reach-in foul with 3:59 left in the first quarter. Kate Gilbert picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number three against Mountain Home here in the first half. So Bentonville West has to inbound the ball, and it will inbound pass will be triggered by Sierra Cravens. She gets it in. Ball goes over on the left wing now. Cross-court pass to Laney Tapp. She's going to pull up for the three. No good. Ball is rebounded offensively by the person who is not on my roster. Okay, so that's Mesa Willis. I was given the incorrect number on that. So that's the first field goal of the night by Mesa Willis and by Bentonville West. Back the other way. Mountain Home draws another foul in the act of shooting. So Kate Gilbert will be at the free throw line with 3:33 left to play in the first quarter. Kate Gilbert will try to build on Mountain Home's 8-3 lead. Gilbert in with her first free throw. It rolls around and goes in. Emma Martin's going to check back into the game for Mountain Home, replacing Abby Martin. And for Bentonville West, Mason Willis will take a seat, as she's replaced by Masson Phillips, who checks right back in. Jay Curtis is coming right back into the game for Bentonville West as Laney Tapp will take a seat. So one more free throw coming up for Kate Gilbert. Second shot is up, and she gets both. 5 points on the night so far for Kate Gilbert. 10-3, Mountain Home leading it. A little over 3.5 minutes left in the opening period. Inbound pass is knocked away by Anna Grace Foreman, and so Mountain Home is going to get right under their basket. Kate Gilbert with the turnaround jumper. No good. Offensive rebound for Foreman. She can't get the foul to go. And this time, Bentonville West gets the rebound. That was Bentonville West's fifth turnover already. Here's Curtis with it, throwing it down in the paint to a wide open Sierra Cravens for the easy layup. Good. 10-5, Mountain Home leading it. 3:10 left in this opening period. Emma Martin into the front court. And another foul against Bentonville West, a reach-in foul. Called on Evelyn Guevara. That is her first personal foul. Third team foul, actually, against Bentonville West. Emma Martin takes an inbound pass from the near sideline, gives it right back to Gilbert. Up top to Jackson. Down the left corner to Emily Payne. Her three-pointer is up. No good. Offense rebound by Gilbert. She goes back up with it. She can't get the foul to go. And this time, Bentonville West comes up with the board. Back quickly come the Lady Wolverines. Guevara dribbles to the right wing. And she has her pass to Jada Kerr, stolen by Kate Gilbert. And she throws it to Emma Martin for the easy layup. Good. And Randy Richardson has seen enough on that Bentonville West sideline. He wants a timeout. We'll break with 2:42 left to play in the first quarter. It is Mountain Home leading Bentonville West 12-5. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Well, I'll tell you what, Bentonville West struggling early. They've already committed six turnovers, and we're not even done with the first quarter yet. And Mount Alma is taking advantage, especially on that last play. He went in for the easy layup by Emma Martin, and it's 12-5. Lady Bombers leading it with 2:42 left in this first quarter. Looks like Mount Alma is going to do like probably about a three-quarter zone press here. Inbound pass goes to Jones. She throws into the front court to Curtis. Curtis dribbles to the left wing. Now is going down towards the paint, and she's called for the travel. She sure did. She took way too many steps. Already the seventh turnover against the Lady Wolverines here in this game so far. 2:33 left in the first quarter. Mountain gets the ball back, leading by seven. By the way, over on KTLO AM at last check, Mountain Home's Bomber boys were leading Asylum Springs 10-6. So good start from Mountain Home. Here's Martin down in the right corner. Throws it to Foreman in the on the low block. Finds a cutting ass and Yates into the lane for the layup. Good. Yates with her first 2 points. 14-5, Mountain Home leading it with 2:10 left. And another turnover as Martin comes up with a steal. She's going back the other way for the easy layup. Good. And another timeout called by Randy Richardson on that Bentonville West sideline. We'll take it with them. 2:03 left to play in the first quarter as Mountain Home leads Bentonville West 16-5. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Besides being the most wonderful time of the year, this can be the most expensive. Not trying to sound like Scrooge, but this is like hunting season for fraudsters. So when you shop with your Farmers and Merchants Bank debit card, take peace of mind with you and download our Me Banking mobile app. Use it to turn your debit card off and on. Plus, get security alerts right on your mobile phone. Drop by for a visit or go to mebanking.com to learn more. Farmers and Merchants Bank, here for your wonderful life. Member FDIC.
Well, Bentonville has already used both of their 32nd timeouts, and we're not even done with the first quarter yet as they trail Mountain Home 16-5 in this girls' game with 2:03 left in the opening period. Over on KTLO AM, Mountain Home's boys are leading Asylum Springs by a score of 17-13. So hopefully they can keep that lead as the game continues. So it looks like a full court man-to-man by Mountain Home as Jones is trying to inbound the ball. And she finally does, I believe, to Guevara. Ball goes to Mesa Willis. She tries to throw it to Cravens, who cannot handle the pass. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say, I believe, last touch by Mountain Home. I guess they got a finger on it before it went to the front of the Mountain Home bench. So Phillips went down to the ball on the far sideline for Bentonville West. She gets into Willis, who is fouled. A little bump foul by Kate Gilbert there, trying to go for the steal. That is Gilbert's second personal foul, team foul number four against Mountain Home here in the first half. Emily Payne's going to check back into the game, replacing Kate Gilbert, who again just picked up foul number two. 1:53 left in the first quarter, an 11-point Lady Bomber lead. Willis will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. She gets into Guevara. Her pass to Cravens is knocked away and stolen by Emily Payne. The ninth turnover against Bentonville West. Here's Payne back the other way, throwing it to Martin. Tries to throw it to Yates. Ball is knocked away. Martin is able to secure it for Mountain Home. She's going down to the lane for the reverse layup. Good. Emily Martin with 6 points. 18-5, Mountain Home leading it. A little over a minute and a half left of this opening period. Here is Curtis back the other way for Bentonville West. Drills toward the right corner. Now she's being double-teamed. finds a cutting Jones going into the lane. That's Phillips going into the lane, going up for the layup, draws contact. She'll head to the line for a pair of free throws with 1:22 left in the opening period. Aston Yates picks up her second personal foul. That's the fifth team foul against Mountain Home here in the first half. So Madison Phillips at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot is up and in. Haven Klingler checking into the game for the first time tonight for Mountain Home, replacing Aston Yates. Klinger, a 5'5 sophomore. I believe Cravens just checked out of the game for Bentonville West. I'm trying to see who replaced her. As Phillips gets the second free throw, those are her first 2 points of the night. 18-7, Mountain Home leading it. 1:20 left in the first quarter as Emma Martin brings the ball across the timeline. Bentonville West looks like in a 1-2-2 or possibly a box and one. Here is Martin with it. Martin goes into the lane, and she's going to be fouled. I believe they're going to call that on the floor. Yes, they are. Madison Phillips picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number four against Bentonville West here in the first half. 1:02 left in the opening period. An 11-point lead for Mount Home. 18-7 our score. Klinger inbounds the ball to Emma Martin, who immediately puts up the three in the right corner. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Guevara. Back comes Bentonville West. She'll throw it to Willis into the front court. She has it on the right wing. Up top it goes to Curtis. Over on the left side to Phillips. Down in the corner to Guevara. She throws it down to, tries to throw it down to Jada Curtis, and it looks like a reach and foul is going to be called on Mountain Home on the steal attempt. That is Emma Martin's first personal foul. The last foul Mountain Home has to give in this half. Next one will put Bentonville West in the bonus. Martin will take a seat as Kate Gilbert checks back in with exactly 49 seconds left in the first quarter. 18-7, Mountain Home leading it. Willis will inbound it on the baseline. Throws up top to Phillips. Over on the right side to Guevara. Guevara going down into lane. Now kicks out to Willis in the left corner. Her three-pointer misses everything. And the rebound's controlled by Anna Grace Foreman. She's going to be fouled from behind. Mesa Willis picks up her third personal foul. Team foul number five against Bentonville West here in the first half. 36.6 seconds left as Anna Grace Foreman heads back to the free throw line, where so far she is 2 of 2 with 2 points. Tell you, the difference in this game is ball handling. Looks like they miscounted on the fouls. They were going to go to the line for the 1-1, but Mountain Home's on the bonus yet. So that was just the fifth team foul, not the seventh. Gilbert takes the inbound pass from Jackson, walks into the front court. Gilbert's just dribbling near the half court line. Looks like Mountain Home's probably going to hold for the last shot of the period. Gilbert's still dribbling. 12 seconds left. Now Gilbert's going down towards the lane. He's going to pull up for the jumper in the lane. Rolls around, will not go, and the rebound's controlled by Guevara, and she's going to be fouled immediately as she tries to dribble. Haven Klinger picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number 7 against Mountain Home. Now 1-1 will be shot by Bentonville West with 4.5 seconds left in the first quarter. Abby Martin's going to check into the game for Mountain Home as Haven Klinger will take a seat. So it looks like it will be Evelyn Guevara at the line for the 1-1 opportunity to try to cut into Mountain Home's lead. Guevara's first free throw is up, no good, and the rebound's controlled by Curtis. She goes back up with it, can't get it to go. Another offensive rebound for Bentonville West. The follow won't go either, and we have reached the end of the first quarter. 8 minutes are in the books. Our score at the end of one. Mountain Home leading Bentonville West 18-7. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!